surgery. My last slide is just a comment on funding, because the material costs more than £1,000. And the reason that I've been using the Becker 35 and McGann 150 one-stage implants is because it saves the second operation. So my manager is quite happy with this, because the extra cost of the Stratus is offset by not needing two operations, and it frees up theatre time, which my manager says is great. And as a result, the tariff that my manager has chosen for this procedure is actually the same as an LD flap tariff. And that way you have a win-win situation. The hospital wins, because every time I do a Stratus, the hospital makes a profit. And the PCT wins, because the tariff for the operation is still a lot less than the tariff for two operations with a tissue expander exchange. And of those 25 immediate reconstructions, 24 of them have not had to go back for a tissue expander exchange. Finally, sometimes people have asked me, does this then mean that I'm doing less myocutaneous flaps because I'm doing more Stratus? And I put a double question mark here, because the answer is yes and no. And the most important answer is no. Just because the workman has a brand new hammer in his toolbox doesn't mean that every problem needs to be treated like a nail. It's so important, as Krishna said earlier on, that the reconstructive surgeon has a toolbox full of different tools and techniques, and that you still use your clinical judgment as to what is best for that patient's expectations and clinical needs. On the other hand, I think there are situations where if the balance between flap or implant is fairly finely balanced, where in the past I might have chosen to recommend an LD flap, I think I'm probably a little bit more prepared now to try an implant-based reconstruction, because I'm getting better results with Stratus. Thank you very much. And